The Art Spot on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL.
Hello, this is Phaedra Kelly, the Director of Education at the Arts Center for this week's Art Spot. And I'm really pleased today to welcome two guests, Donovan Zimmerman and Jan Berger of Paperhand Puppet Intervention. And we are going to be talking to them today about some upcoming events that they've got going on, including a show at the Arts Center. Greetings, y'all. How are y'all doing today?
Good.
Yeah, we're doing great. Thanks for having us.
No worries. It's good to see y'all. So first of all, next month at our Nicholson Gallery, we will be hosting y'all, and we do that every summer. Can you tell me a little bit about what the show's going to be like this year?
Well, we were thinking of hanging some of our, covering the walls with some of our two-dimensional big paintings that we've done for some of our shows, from pieces that are called cantastorias, which are a type of singing story art form that comes from Italy, a cantastoria, and they have these painted pages. And we have all of these, almost like a graphic novel sort of style installation planned, along with some giant puppet elements that we love to fill the Art Center space up with. We've done it now, I think, for six or seven years in a row, an annual art show in the main gallery there.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a lot of times kind of an improvisation. We just decide from our quite large collection how we would like to sort of decorate and, you know, put some pizzazz into the space and just showcase some of our work. And so that's one of the thoughts we had.
It's a really great opportunity because every year we make so much stuff for our giant pageants that we do. And so we have all these puppets, and once the show is over, it feels a little bit sad because nobody's going to be able to see them. So the gallery show at the Art Center is a great opportunity to show those puppets to the world again, and they look really nice on the white walls in there because our studio is such a mess.
they always like make a real big it's always very dramatic the first day you walk in after the show's been hung. You're like, oh my god, what's that?
Well, it's not your everyday art show that we do because our stuff is quite large and has different elements, and it's not just what people think of with pictures in a frame. So it sort of busts the walls of normal, a little bit.
So some of the you mentioned some of the backdrops, some of the what did you call them?
They're called cantastoria pages.
Cantastoria pages.
They're basically paintings that we did, and they're all probably like 6 by 8 feet, they're quite large and graphic in nature, and they were meant to be part of a story that we were telling, where the person telling the story would point to the pages as sort of like a visual aid in the storytelling. They're quite lovely on their own. And Jan went to comic book school a couple of years ago. And
got to go back to school. It was fun.
That sounds like a fun school to go to.
Yeah. Center for Cartoon Studies in White River Junction, Vermont.
Nice.
Yeah, one of my other loves besides puppetry.
Yeah, so we thought we would just go with that as a backdrop at least. And then we're looking at hanging some stuff from the rafters, maybe the giant painted bird from last year's show.
Great.
Was one
That'll thought. Be beautiful. And are y'all and that's the month of July in the Nicholson Gallery at the Art Center. And are y'all going to be doing an opening, like Second Friday Art Walk?
Yeah. We always pull one together with Heather Gurney's help, who's the art
gallery coordinator,
and maybe that corresponds this year again with 10 by 10 opening. It traditionally has.
I don't know. That's true. I think it will, and that'll be. Let's see. That'll be July 10th. Will be the opening. Mm-hmm.
So it's a good reminder, I think, for folks because a lot of people at this point in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Durham, around the area, the Triangle, know our annual summer shows sort of come around at the end of summer sometime. And putting the gallery installation is a nice way to sort of, you know, get the buzz going about our next show, our next adventure.
Well, it's timed really well, too, in that we have summer camp going on then. So the building is full of kids, and the kids are all just like, ah. It's so amazing. It's really great. Like, it's just a nice, like – synergy there. So tell me a little bit about the summer show y'all are doing this year.
Well, every year we've done a gigantic pageant, and so this is our 16th annual show,
wow.
Which is really hard to believe, getting up there to a large portion of our lives. And we do typically giant puppets and masks, things that are larger than what people would normally think of as puppets. But this year we decided to mix things up a little bit, and one of the themes of the show is things that are small and tiny and unnoticed or underrepresented. And so we wanted to take those types of things and make them large and give them life and tell their stories. So it's been a really fun challenge. We've made a lot of gigantic, tiny things.
Can you give me some examples?
Giant toothbrush.
A seashell.
A spool of thread.
A thumbtack.
A fork.
A thread, a needle. And one of our main characters this year is a drop of water.
Wow.
So we wanted to tell the story of a single drop of water and the journey that it goes on. Because water is, as we all know, essential to life, and it's everywhere, and it keeps circling around. So we thought that's really going to be an interesting story.
That's one of the pieces. So we chose the theme of basically the title of the show is A Drop in the Bucket, The Big Dreams of Tiny Things. And The Big Dreams of Tiny Things really just sort of sums up the theme in one aspect of the theme that we chose to make shows that sort of revolve around that theme. It's one of the ways that we do our pageants. Just choose something that we feel is interesting and worthwhile to speak about, and then figure out different shows that illustrate that thought in different ways. So A Drop in the Bucket is also just kind of rolls off the tongue, and
it's
one of those things that people can relate to.
Well, water is such an important, California's running out of water. A lot of this country is either in droughts or is flooding, and there's a lot of discussion about that and the privatization of water. And
mm-hmm. The wars over water, there's over 30 different wars happening at any given time, like low level around water issues. And it's a big deal. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Water is right there at the center of everything. It's
one of the fun aspects too. I was thinking about how puppet shows tend to be really about small. I mean, they tend to be small puppets, but here we're taking those small things and bringing them large again. And it's fun to sort of play around with that.
Well, great. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Art Spot with Phaedra Kelly. Hello, this is Phaedra Kelly with Art Spot on WCHL, and I am happy today to have Donovan Zimmerman and Jan Berger in the studio with me. We are talking about their organization, Paperhand Puppets, which does amazing work of puppetry and pageants and parades, and all focused around really important social issues. And right now we've been talking about their summer show. It's A Drop in the Bucket. Is that – oh, a paper hand, A Drop in the Bucket, The Big Dreams of Tiny Things. I should actually look at the pieces of paper near me. And let's see. It seems to be playing August 7th through September 7th at the Forest Theater in Chapel Hill, which is my favorite place to go see it because it's such a cool little spot. And then it's playing September 11th through 13th at the North Carolina Museum of Art. Are y'all going to be playing in Saxapol at all this time around? Because don't y'all usually do a bunch of stuff around there?
We often do a parade or something that goes along with the Saturdays in Saxapol Farmers Market, but we can't really do the big show there. There's not a space for us to perform in that area. But when we do our smaller shows in the wintertime, sometimes we'll do them there.
Oh, okay.
That's where our studio is, and that's where we build all of our puppets, and we rehearse there and store them there. So it's kind of our home base. Yeah.
Yeah, there's room enough to rehearse the show sort of sideways in our studio, but there's just barely, and there would be no room for an actual audience, which would sort of make it a little bit moot. So we do spend a lot of time out there in our in our little oven, our special little community center oven.
So no AC.
Yeah. No AC.
Is there heat?
There is plenty of heat coming from the bricks of the building. Yeah. It kind of heats up. But we're, you know, we have fans and we have five interns that that join us usually during the summer. They start in May. And for the past month, I guess now, we've been just building all sorts of the new heads and new characters. Another piece of the show that we haven't mentioned yet is that along with the, sort of the big dreams of Tiny Things, we thought, well, wouldn't it be cool to do a piece about the imagination and sort of internal life of children and their tiny selves. And,
oh, that's
and
cool.
We both have children now, which, you know, we've reached that point in our lives. And so it's something that we're just keenly interested in, just because there is so much happening in the child's mind in it with as it's forming and sort of understanding the world. And so we're exploring that as well. And it sort of reflects back to an earlier piece that we did called Memory, which we did all about old folks, like grand people, we called them.
Mm-hmm.
And we made a bunch of very old looking faces and told stories from the cast, which again, with this show, we're telling some personal stories from the cast of their childhood memories.
And, oh, that's wonderful.
And sort of illustrating or illuminating those with cardboard and other props and things. I wanted to mention that as part of the show, too.
Yep. Yeah, whenever we make masks, it's always nice to just kind of see what the faces become. And you put your personality into it through your movements and your gestures and that type of thing. But when you illuminate them using the storytelling techniques, they really come to life. It's just fun to see when you take the cardboard and the paper and you slowly sculpt it and add some paint and add some cloth for hair and those types of things, how it comes alive for you.
How do y'all come up with what you're going to perform? Like, what's the process of, like, okay, we're going to do this show? Like, how do you come up with it, and how does it kind of play out in the?
Well, there's sort of like a soul searching that goes on around February, where we
it's a good time for soul searching.
Yeah, where we've had enough of a break and from the previous show, and you know, just had some time to think about what's going on in the world in our lives. And we want our pageants to have an impact or a meaning for people, so we kind of think about what's important to us and what's important to the world, and then we come up with wacky ideas and then you know, sometimes they get nixed and sometimes new ideas come to the surface, and we sort of have a little brain time together.
Sometimes the conversation starts out purely visually, where we just show each other sketches, or as we talk, we start sketching and doodling, and an idea will just, you know, emerge out of the pages. And we might get excited about it, or it might, you know, just be sort of like, meh, or we'll draw on each other's pictures, we'll reach across the table and you know, change something and so sometimes we get excited about a certain idea, and we'll just sort of follow that excitement, I guess. And it's sort of like playing to our passions and what we naturally are feeling is compelling and worthwhile. And so we drink coffee and water and draw and think and scratch heads.
And how many of y'all are there? Like, I mean, is that you're all just the two of you, and you kind of come up with a basic concept, and
it's sort of a building that goes on throughout the year, where we have meetings sporadically, and then they get to be more frequent, and then we start working with our interns, and we start working with the cast to get the things that we've made and to try moving with them, and our ideas become reality and sort of a necessity sort of a way, like, what can we do, what is possible, what do we want to do with those things, this is, you know, even better than we ever dreamed of, you know. It starts to form, and then the musicians come in and we get to the Forest Theater, and our volunteers show up, and then we get to see it in the space. So it's kind of a slow building where it takes a form, And it's that wonderful deadline that all artists dread and need.
And need.
Yeah. We very much have this process of roughing it in where even when we build our masks the same way, we rough it in with a big armature with tape and a bunch of junk. And then we put clay on and another level of refinement comes in. The paper mache is another level of refinement where you're putting the skin on to the musculature of the mask. And then the paint and the hair and the details all is like the next level of refinement. And until you have something that's, awesome to just people become the character and engage people. So it's the same way with our thinking. We get enough together for the interns to start and ourselves to start building everything. And then once we start seeing our cast, we propose scenarios and we sort of give frameworks and then we say, show me something interesting. And we help to steer the ship of guiding the creative process at Jan and I do. And but we very much want our cast to feel very invested in doing the best art that they can do, right now in our lives. Like, what
it sounds really collaborative in that regard. I mean, that everybody kind of changes a little as people take it on. Mm-hmm. All right. This is Phaedra Kelly with Art Spot. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hi, we're back at Art Spot. This is Phaedra Kelly hosting today's show. With me today is Donovan Zimmerman and Jan Berger of Paper Hand Puppets. And we've been talking about their upcoming show this summer, Drop in the Bucket, The Big Dreams of Tiny Things. And Donovan, you were mentioning the musicians that play an aspect in the show. And you want to tell us a little bit more about them?
Yeah, I just wanted to bring to the conversation how important it is what the musicians do for our work. Over the years, we've had a number of different incredible musicians who've played in our band, and some of them are off doing other musical projects with other bands, and so there's been an evolution that's happened. And this year is a pretty much completely new band that's being sort of led, and most of the music is being composed by Jennifer Curtis, who is a world-renowned violin player who plays in huge concert halls. And
wow.
She plays with Yo-Yo Ma and all this kind of crazy stuff. And we're just kind of like, wow, you really want to do it? Okay, this is great. And her and Robbie Link, who's a very well-known bass player in the area, who's super great and plays on a good friend of ours' album, Jonathan Bird. And another guy named Eric Kuhn. And this a fellow named Peter Lewis is going to be our drummer, who's from Greensboro originally. And also Alan Best, who has literally grown up in the Paper Hand community. He started when he was, I think, 7, and now he's 20-something. He's 24, and he's only missed a couple of shows over the years.
Wow, that's amazing.
So he's a very accomplished accordion player, a mandolin player now, as well as a shadow puppeteer and other things in his own right. And so it's really great to have him there and other folks like Zella Magoo, for example, who's been doing it since she was also 7 and now she's a teen. But anyway, the music is just it breathes life into the paper mache and cardboard that we sort of decorate and paint and create. And without them, we're just – it would be a very strange experience to not have any sound effects and all of the great stuff that makes the show come alive. I just wanted to...
Yeah, puppetry is a really fun medium. I always feel like we're just playing, and then it ends up being a huge amount of work. But one of our inspirations from Bread and Puppet Theater, Peter Schumann, said that puppetry, his form of puppetry is maximalism, where you can do everything. And that's kind of a way that we look at it is you can, whatever you can come up with, you can dream. And so doing puppetry at the Forest Theater and having music and cardboard and people running around and acting and wearing masks, it's just kind of a wonderful synergy.
Well, just to sum up, y'all's summer show is a drop in the bucket, The Big Dreams of Tiny Things. It's playing August 7th through September 7th at the Forest Theater in Chapel Hill. And it's also going to be playing September 11th through 13th at the North Carolina Museum of Art. And we're also really happy at the Arts Center that y'all have the regular July show of puppets and madness to grace our walls. And the opening reception for that will be July 10th, 6 through 8 p.m. And just tell me really quickly, because we're running out of time, if somebody wants to help out with Paper Hand and volunteer, like, how do they go about doing that?
Well, I think going to our website is a great way to start, which is paperhand.org. And but every Saturday we have a community work play day at our studio, and that'll go till sometime around the end of July. Hopefully we won't have any other work to do, you know, once the end of July rolls around. But we also won't be there on July 4th, so if you hear this and you we're going to be at the Eno Festival doing a big parade.
Oh, great. So, well, check them out at the Eno. Thanks again, guys, for coming
to
Art Spot.
It's
always wonderful to see y'all's show and to see all the exhibits. So this is Phaedra Kelly at Art Spot. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.